This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Denver, Colorado writes in an email, I'm 20 and a student athlete in college. I've been sidelined for a little while with a torn ACL. Do you know anything that might help the rehab process? Well, it depends. I mean, obviously, hopefully, you had surgery. I'm a big fan. If you do tear the ACL, surgery is a great option. That is where modern medical science comes in, and it is absolutely amazing. Why? Because I tore mine and repaired, and it's good as new. And so I know these things personally. But the surgery itself is great, and there's different options. You can do a graft, which is where they use a graft of your own patellar tendon, which is the strongest, actually, for the repair with the longest recovery. Or you can go with a cadaver graft, which obviously would be someone else's, but it works well. And the strength of it will not be as strong, but it's very close. And the recovery time is about half. So that's another good option. So there's a couple of ways that they can do it. And I'll tell you that the surgery is amazing. Now the orthopedic surgeons that are doing this are just amazing at it. And obviously the top athletes that get torn ACLs used to be a career-ending injury. And now guys or gals are back on the field or on the court fairly soon, still being able to perform. So pretty amazing. But, yeah, as far as the healing process goes with the ACL, there's a lot of extra therapy that you can look into. One is a new laser that's been approved by the FDA, and a lot of sports teams are using it. It's a cold or low-level laser. It increases the healing process very quickly and, of course, reduces the potential for scar tissue and any type of scar buildup around and inside the knee joint as it's healing, which can increase performance. So a couple of things to think about. And then, of course, your diet is going to be a key. The food you put inside your body can increase healing. Vitamin D is really important. And go to your primary care physician, and when they typically run your blood work, just have them tack on a vitamin D. It can be a real key player in the healing process when you're dealing with any type of joint that could have been torn and repaired. It's amazing. That and the omega-3 fatty acids, such as in a good omega-3 fish oil, cod liver oil, of course, all of those are excellent when you're looking at the recovery process. Make sure you're eating non-inflammatory foods. Obviously, you're wanting to stay away from any type of inflammation because you're trying to reduce that so the healing process can be increased. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the website, and there you can sign up for Facebook and Twitter, of course. Stay on top of everything going on with the show and everything going on in our company as well to empower your health and your life. And don't forget, you can always get our email newsletter that comes out each and every week. Let's go now to Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
And good to talk to you. I've always heard you talk about vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the doctor the other day, and he told me my vitamin D was down to 12.
My goodness.
And I didn't know if there's – I never thought to ask him if there's something I can eat, or should I just take vitamin D, or what is the best way to get this built up.
Well, did your physician – did they talk to you about options? Did he suggest supplementation, or did they – what did he tell you?
He told me to take, like – 5,000 units a day.
That's good. That's good advice.
Is it?
Yeah, but make sure there's a lot of different vitamin D's out there, and of course, not all vitamin D is the same, and the absorption of vitamin D is a real key. So you just, you know, if you go out to, you know, a local discount store and you get vitamin D tablets for $10, you're going to get $10 worth of supplements, if you know what I mean, as far as it may say 5,000 units in the gel cap, but they're not really regulated. And so the absorption and whatnot, I mean, it may be good, it may not be. So the quality is questionable typically. There's a bioidentical liquid vitamin D that I'm a big fan of that absorbs very well. You always want to take vitamin D, too, with meals. Some people say you can just take it whenever, but not really. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. And fat-soluble vitamins usually absorb better when you take them with food and when you have a little bit of fat in the meal that you take it with. So it can rapidly absorb into the tissues, and the body can utilize it much better. So a lot of times it's good to take it if you're, let's say your evening meal contains a decent amount of fat in it, good fats, of course. Then it can be really good to take the vitamin D with dinner. It's typically a good way to do it. I'm a bigger fan, personally, for myself, of doing things daily and keeping up a daily routine and not doing like a one-hit wonder and then letting it dissipate out. Plus, you know, there is no evidence as far as it being hard on your kidneys, where vitamin D toxicity could be hard on the kidneys. And that's something you want to keep up with. And that's why getting the blood test done, at least with vitamin D, every 6 months, typically. You know, you want to get to your physician, get the blood work done, make sure that the numbers are where they need to be, and that way you can stay on top of it. When you talk to your doctor, make sure that they know that they keep your numbers, and talk to them about this, but keeping the numbers between about 70 and 90 is a good range. And that's the upper end of the normal range. So it will help with a lot of issues. Osteoporosis, it helps with hormones, energy levels, immune system. It's just it's one of those wonder nutrients that we all see. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You ever heard of the white coat effect? Now, a lot of people have. It's when you freak out when you go to the doctor, and because of the white coat, you think there's something going on. You're getting, you know, when we were kids, we thought we were getting a shot. I was with a physician the other day, and we were seeing some patients, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just so funny. And not funny, it was sad, but I remember being 6 years old. I mean, you can remember being that young and, you know, seeing them, just a child that young, just terrified. And it was just amazing. So it's one of those things they call the white coat syndrome. And we've heard about it. We've probably all experienced it at some time. But they're doing a study now, and they've found that things like hypertension, different diagnoses, and different health challenges could be a common side effect of the white coat syndrome. And they're saying in a study that potentially physicians could be over-prescribing the blood pressure medication without kind of having the patient go and double check the blood pressure and get extra readings to make sure that it's not just something that might be going on inside, you know, just the doctor's office. It could be just a reaction, a stress reaction, or a slight anxiety reaction. But they're doing a study at Duke University in Durham, Virginia Medical Center, and they're reporting that blood pressure readings taken in doctor's offices were consistently higher than those taken at home or in a research setting. Doctors largely rely on one or two blood pressure readings taken in their offices to determine if patients need treatment for high blood pressure, and this is standard, or if hypertension is adequately controlled on medication. The researchers concluded that repeated measurements taken at home may give a more accurate picture of blood pressure control than a single reading in a doctor's office from hour to hour, from day to day, they said in the study. And the study included 444 male veterans being treated for hypertension who had blood pressure readings taken at three different settings, a doctor's office, and one in three patients had either consistently controlled or uncontrolled blood pressure across all three settings over the 18-month study. And the researchers concluded that blood pressure needs to be tested five or six times to give the best estimate of the patient's true status. And I agree with that. That's a fantastic study. And that is a great study that combines behavioral medicine, really, and our environmental medicine with what happens in the doctor's office. I think there'll be more on that to come.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Amazing to me, there's a skin condition called eczema. We've all heard about it. If you don't know what it is, eczema is actually a skin condition where there's, they call it more of an itch that happens to have a rash, is the way they put it many times in a medical setting. And basically you'll have these little patches of skin that are eruptions that will just, I mean, they will itch so bad. And, of course, it makes the skin burn. And they can be in little rings or they can be in little patches. They turn red and it can be very, very painful. A lot of times topical steroids are what are used to calm that down for about 7 days. And that typically works as far as to get rid of the symptom of it. But the root cause, a lot of times, even in traditional studies now, they're saying that there's a link to potential food allergies and a lot of what's going on inside the body, which they're saying there's no direct cause that they're saying, but they're saying it could be a strong link. But, you know, the realization is that skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So we typically treat, or most physicians typically will look at, and they will typically, the standard of care, I guess is the better way to say that, is to use topical creams and, of course, you know, the steroids, corticosteroids, and they do get good relief. You know, there's a lot of different theories behind it as far as, you know, elimination of certain foods, tomatoes and wheat products, cow's milk, dairy, which I'm a big fan of. I think that's one of the best things that you could do, in my opinion, when you're dealing with any kind of skin irritation, is to clear out the gut. You clear out the gut, you clear out the skin. The skin's the largest organ we have, and it's a great reflection of what's going on with the skin typically when something's going on with the gut. But just interesting, I was reading a study the other day about eczema and just all the different creams and whatnot that they're using for that. And again, when we look at what we're extremely deficient in our country today, like omega-3 fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids are so important for the health of our skin, for the health of our gut, for cutting down the inflammation within the body. And we just, our kids, which are the big culprits. I have a friend that is a physician, and she began giving her daughter the omega-3 fats in the cod liver oil and was suffering with severe asthma and started, eczema. And the child began to do very well. Talked to some pediatricians as well that have been implementing some of that. So it's interesting to see, and you see the studies out there now where they're talking about a lot more of the natural type of items, I guess, to be able to help the body. And we're going to see that more and more. But again, a lot of people right now, eczema is interesting because it really does have a strong, like they're saying, and I agree with the evidence-based crowd, and they're not going to directly say that foods directly cause eczema. They're not going to say that because there's no direct study yet. But I believe it will come. But just know that food allergies are linked. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about how food allergies are linked to more issues in health than we originally thought. So for right now, we're going to go to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
My question is, I have just completed 6 weeks of physical therapy for my right knee, which I had an arthroscopy on March 31st.
Okay.
I had two large meniscal tears at that time. My therapist says that even though I have improved, I still have a very valgus knee, and that I'm probably looking at a knee replacement. Any advice, help would be greatly appreciated.
Well, you've gone through all the physical therapy, and I guess they're happy for the most part. They said that you come through the therapy plan that they've laid out for you very well. Are they pleased with that?
Yes, and everything that I have completed, I've done well with. I have gained strength and muscle tone back in. The glute and all of the muscle structure around it. By the way, I do have psoriatic arthritis also.
Okay.
But anyway, the knee remains swollen. I continue to have stabbing pains in it. It's very unstable. So she said that I have completed, there's really nothing else. Everything that they had to offer, I completed it and done really well with, continue an exercise program at home. And she said there really is nothing else that she has to offer.
When you had the knee, Carolyn, when you had the knee scope, what did they work on? Were they working on the meniscus? Were they working on an ACL? What were they doing?
I had two very large meniscal tears, one on each side of the joint.
Okay. So they went in and repaired that. And then, of course, supposedly everything is well, but you still got a valgus shift to the knee, and they think that it's causing it to be a little bit off track, and that's what's causing the inflammation. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So you're asking me what's the next move, but I want to ask you, what have they told you is the next move from the PT perspective and from the orthopedic surgeon's perspective?
I see the orthopedic surgeon this week. I just did not want to go back because I couldn't get it in my head that I needed a new knee. And my physical therapist, who I've known for 15 years and have used for other problems, the physical therapist has just said it's time.
Are you overweight?
Well, I'm 5'8" and I weigh 175.
It is overweight, but it's not just over the top. I mean, you could stand to lose at least 30 pounds, probably.
Oh,
you,
well, I'll tell you what wrecked my knee. I had a severe bad back for 25 years. I had an incomplete diagnosis and found a surgeon 3 years ago who fixed it completely.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, I think the next best thing is, I know you don't want to hear that it's time, but if the people around you are telling you it's time, I mean, they are the ones that are looking at the different diagnostic testing, looking at the x-rays and MRIs and whatnot, and they're doing the follow-up. So, again, it's all about how much tissue has been degraded and you know, the degeneration all around the knee. There's a lot you can do to increase the joint health, and you know, that might be able to buy you some time. And I would talk to if you're going to your orthopedic surgeon, I would talk to them about that. Your eating plan is going to be important, but again, it's not going to regenerate the cartilage and everything that's in the knee overnight. There might be some things that you can do to see if you can buy yourself maybe another year, but I would talk to the ortho about that and then do some research, and if you have him want some more information there. But I would go first to the orthopedic surgeon, get their full viewpoint based on the testing. And then if you want to shoot me an email, be glad to do that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food allergies we were talking about, and just a big, big issue. We're seeing it more and more. We're seeing it not just with kids, but also with adults. And you can build up sensitivities in the body, like with things like wheat. Cow's milk dairy has a protein in it called casein. Some are allergic to soy, peanuts, and tomatoes. There's a lot of different allergies out there. It can trigger quite a bit within the body. Wheat has a protein in it called gluten, and we've known of a pretty serious condition called celiac disease, and it can be life-threatening. And most people don't have celiac, but yet they still have a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity. And, of course, gluten is in just about every grain that we have, flour-based food in America. You think about it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of the different flour-based foods, they're in. And, of course, it can cause a pretty serious reaction. A lot of people get tired. They can have things like chronic fatigue. They can have a lot of different issues that can be challenging. So we've seen that a lot with gluten. But food allergies and food sensitivities are something that we're seeing more and more. And there was an article that came out. It says the largest study ever to track childhood food allergies in the U.S. shows that they may be more common and more dangerous than previously recognized, and I'm so glad that they've done this because I've been a big believer in this for a very long time. The study is a detailed survey of families with at least one child younger than 18, showing that 89% of kids under 18 are allergic to at least one food. The surveys for about 38,000 children were completed, and the studies, including a government survey published recently, in this article. And it's interesting because with that high of a percentage, so many kids that we're seeing are being challenged with these different food allergies. And a lot of kids are not being really tested for that. And it's pretty incredible. But they're saying in this study that allergies to peanuts were the most commonly reported. And, of course, milk and shellfish allergies ranked second and third. Tree nuts, eggs, finfish, strawberry, wheat, and soy rounded out the top nine of the food triggers. This study shows there's a very high, or higher than we thought, prevalence of food allergy in the U.S., said Susan Cheval, who's a physician and a pediatric allergist at the Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York. She was not involved in the study, but yet just commented on things that she saw. We see this in our clinic, Cheval says. Tons and tons and tons of food allergies, she reported. Many food allergies in children are mild and will fade over time. But in other cases, reactions to food can be dangerous and even deadly. A new study offers that one of the first estimates of the severe reactions in children, showing that many kids with food allergies experience severe symptoms such as wheezing and anaphylaxis, which is characterized by difficulty breathing and sudden drop in blood pressure. I don't think people quite understand food allergies, says a study researcher, Richard Gupta, who's a physician and master's in public health. He's assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. It could be something that is life-threatening, and it possibly could cause death. We will see more in the days to come as we continue to follow the study. So interesting is they're doing a big study on food allergies. I think that it's been a bigger culprit than we thought. And matter of fact, that's why so many times if you change someone's diet, no matter if they're a kid or if they're an adult, no matter what they're struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, no matter what someone is struggling with, if you change someone's diet, no matter if you're a registered dietitian that's been ordered by a physician, or if you're a physician that knows what you're doing with diet and you change someone's diet radically, you will see a shift in their health. I don't care what their challenge is. You will, if they're making the right kind of changes. And this whole field of medical nutrition therapy, which is really what the dietitians have called their own now, the American Dietetic Association, I'm a big fan of, by the way. It's a great organization. And they've actually really jumped into this medical nutrition therapy. It's covered by insurance. Medicare is covering it now. And it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's much needed. I think the RDs are bringing a strong element to medicine and to healthcare in general. And the reason I'm a big fan of that is because I think it's an area that's been left out. And physicians, for the most part, really don't have the time to go learn that. There's enough to learn in medicine on its own. Trust me. I mean, there is enough to learn. It's a lifelong process. You're never learned in that field. You're always learning. And it's most physicians will tell you that they just don't know. It's just not an area. And that's why they brought in the RDs and really trained them, I think, in a great way. I think there's more to learn. And I think that they're changing their curriculum up quite a bit to especially with the new food. I guess it's not even a pyramid anymore. It's more of a circle. It's a plate that they've come out with, and things are getting a little bit more balanced, a little bit more organized, and it's good. But someone has to lead that reign, and they are now. And so with food allergies, I think we're going to be studying not just food science more, but this medical nutrition therapy and the effect of nutrition on disease process. So when someone has an off-center blood test, now we can go in and there can be changes done to their diet specific to what's going on in their lab test, and that can be an adjunct to therapy that's already going on with a physician, whether it be certain medications that need to be for the treatment of a certain disease. They can now change foods, and it's all working in tandem. It's just a lot of people are opting not to go to the RDs, and they're opting not to get help with people that really know what they're talking about with diet, and that really has to be your foundation no matter who you are and what you're dealing with, because our food is our foundation. You change what you put in your body. Remember that your body can only make the kind of cells that it can make, good cells or bad cells, based on the foods that you put in. So you put junk food in, the likelihood of you making junk cells is very high. You put good food in, there's still a likelihood of making some junk cells because of genetics, but it goes down substantially. Matter of fact, down to about a third, if that. And they're finding out now that even the American Cancer Society are kicking out statistics that around two-thirds of cancers could be eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle. Now, that is a big quote. That is not me saying that. That is the American Cancer Society, which a lot of people have a respect for. It's a great organization. But the researchers, as they're going through all this, I think they're finding more and more that our environment and our lifestyle play a big role in our overall health. And some of the environmental factors we really can't control, but there's a lot of environmental factors that we can control. And so if we don't, if we're not learning to do that, if we're not learning to make the right choices in our life, then shame on us. Because we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our kids, to creating an environment in the home, to pack lunches for them when they go to school so they're not stuck eating certain lunches and not knowing what kind of ingredients are in there, not knowing what it's been cooked in, all those kind of things. We can't control that as parents. And I think that with diet being as important as it is and our lifestyle choices being as important as they are, we have to go to the next level. So next level health is really where we all need to be going and pushing toward. For our kids, for our grandkids, for our own families, and for the generations to come, it's just very, very important. And I'm glad that a lot of the studies like this with food allergies, they're digging in and they're saying, hey, we realize there's an area that we really haven't tapped into that we really need to study more. And they're starting to, and the eyes are being opened, and they're saying there's a little bit more to this. Nutrition, there's more to lifestyle, there's more than what we've been seeing for the last 50 years. And I think that our health will continue to improve. And as healthcare in general is leaning more toward prevention with shifts and changes, as we all know in Obamacare and the new proposals that are out right now, then we're going to see some changes because prevention is going to be an emphasis. We have to educate, have the proven evidence-based studies, and then move forward with our healthcare system so that we can really begin to teach what health is all about. Not sick care, but health care. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go now to John. Hi, John.
Joe, and I'm quickly becoming a fast convert.
You know, well, that's great.
Yeah, and like I said, I've always been to natural health, but it's nice to see somebody that has a radio show other than internet that's on the ball. Anyway, I had a question. I heard you talking about your ACL injury. And I eat a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, but I have a few structural injuries myself that things like that probably need surgery in the long run. That maybe the diet has been helpful, but I think I might need something for more function. And my question to you is, how do you feel about a couple of different surgical options for, say, these type of injuries? Say like a torn rotator cuff. Mm-hmm. Or something like that, instability of the shoulder. And two, maybe a degenerative disc. I played a lot of sports, played a lot of football, and I've also did a lot of hard labor and had a few car accidents here and there. So that's what I'm dealing with, things like a pretty loose shoulder and a probably a damaged disc.
The disc is where? Lower neck? Is that where it's
talking lower
about?
Back, like lower an back. L4, L5.
Okay. Well, I don't think that surgery is a bad option for either
right.
one of those. I think it needs to be the last option. Because there's a lot of better choices you could make first to kind of rule all that out and then make that your last choice. So let's go with the shoulder first. So are you overweight?
No.
You're not. Okay. Are you active? Are you able to go to the gym, work out? Or I don't know. Are you into fitness? Do you run?
Yeah, I'm into fitness. I can do a lot of stuff like that, but I can't really, like, throw a football or play things like tennis, things like circular. It's kind of a very loose shoulder as opposed to I have more range of motion than I did. It's kind of like a shirt tackle back in high school, and it sort of, like, pulled it and made it a little bit too loose. In the
okay.
anterior shoulder.
And it's always been bothering you, right?
Yeah, on and off.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So have you done, do you do weight training at all?
Yeah, I try to, I kind of work around it where I don't really do things like chest things and flies, but I can do more like military presses and stuff.
Okay. Have you done any physical therapy ever?
I have. It's helped, but it's helped marginally.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. I've got a couple of things I want to ask you, and we're going to talk a little bit about your rotator cuff, but also lower back, and what to do in the situation of having a disc that's degenerating and causing you issues. Do you have surgery or not? And also with the shoulder, I think I have some really good options to throw at you when we come back.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at
InShapeNetwork.com. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, talking with John. John's been dealing with a couple of issues, just trying to figure out what to do. One is a shoulder that, where the rotator cuff has just become a little bit laxed or a little bit loose, and then a little bit of degeneration in the lower back with one of the discs, and just looking at options, what to do. Do you do surgery? Are there more natural methods that you can approach first and foremost before you go that route? And we were just discussing that. So, John, my thought is for a shoulder and for the lower back, first, number one, you always want to look at someone and say, okay, are they overweight? You're not. So that's step one, which is great. And so you've got that battle beat. That's not an issue. And you've been dealing with a loose shoulder for a long period of time. It's kind of bothered you. And there's certain exercises like in the gym that you can't do. And there's plenty that you can do. So you just work around it. And you said that you've done physical therapy, and that's where we left off. And so did that help you at all going to PT? Did doing the rotator cuff exercises feel like it strengthened the shoulder up and made it stronger or not?
It helped in the surrounding area of the shoulder. But I still definitely have limitations of things I want to do, like play a throw a baseball and stuff like that. And you know, even though things like that still limits me. I can probably live a normal life, but it may need to be structurally corrected. I'm not sure.
Have you gone to an orthopedic? Have they gone in and said, hey, it would be nice to go in and maybe to scope it and go in and clean it out? Have they even mentioned that to you?
That's probably what it is. I think inside, deep down, I'm one of those people, like, because I'm not too familiar with scoping. It's probably, it's definitely better than the old day, but maybe I'm one of those people who's afraid to go under the knife, but maybe that would be probably a good option, because a lot of the arthroscopic surgery stuff is actually pretty darn high tech and pretty good now. Maybe deep down inside, maybe I just had a little bit of a fear about it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely new school. It's not old school, for sure. I mean, the way that they can go in and look at it. I mean, the MRI of the shoulder, they can take a good picture and they can have a pretty good gauge of what's going on inside and before they ever do that. And they can even, so just know that. I mean, that's one tool that they can use for sure. And they'll do that before they ever decide to go in. The other is the lower back. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm not a big fan of back surgery unless literally you can't move. Or to the point where you almost can't move.
Right.
And you're just taking so many pain medications, it's ridiculous. So,
so
where are you with the back? With the back pain, are you at a place where it's that bad? Or
What? I can walk. I can still do a lot of things. But, I can feel like I can feel it hit my nerve on occasion. It's more or less something I can deal with. But they said it is at one particular disc is, starting to wear.
Who's
so apart. An orthopedic surgeon or a neurologist or something like that.
Okay.
And they said it's sort of wearing. I always think to myself, geez, am I going to end up having to get a fusion for this one thing? I didn't know if there was any other options, because I always think, well, fusions or discectomies and stuff like that, does the back reject these foreign bodies and stuff like that, So I just didn't know what was out there. I mean, so.
Well, depending. The fusion sometimes, you just don't hear of a lot of the back surgeries turning out great.
I know,
Some do, and I'm not discounting that, because the surgeons that do the back surgeries are unbelievably skilled. I mean, it's just amazing, and it's not really their fault. It's just, it really comes down to the anatomy more than anything. But the other issue, first and foremost, have you done any physical therapy on your back, or have you gone to an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician and gone that route?
I have went to the chiropractic physician, and it worked marginally.
Okay.
The osteopathic I haven't tried too much of. And the physical therapy, I will say it does help. So I guess in a sense that I have it. with physical therapy, it's something that I have to be more, how can I say, religious about.
Yeah.
To really stabilize.
I would do that. I mean, this is just my thought. If you're getting some relief, I would consider, you know, physical therapy would definitely be a good thing to consider. If you've gone to the chiropractic physician and that treatment didn't work, let's say you gave it a good solid 2 months, okay, which is a good amount of time. I would say a month and a half at least. If that treatment does not help in that amount of time, it's not going to help, period. And so to string you along for a long period of time is not a good thing to do. Now, physical therapy, for a little bit long period of time, there's validity to that, I think. The osteopathic physician you might want to check out with the DO, it's going to be very similar to chiropractic, so there may not be, in that regard, there may not be a lot of relief. There is there's a really good treatment out called decompression therapy. Very good. And some people, here's the deal. You do about 15 to 20 treatments on it. Some people get amazing results. Some people get marginal results. And again, when you're facing surgery, like back surgery, you want to exhaust every option that you have. And that's really the concept here. And so that's why I want to encourage you. You've done, some treatments with certain physicians, but I would explore all of those before you ever go down the surgery option. So you want to feel like if you ever go to surgery, you want to feel like I have done everything in healthcare known to man that there is, and it didn't work. Here's another issue. A lot of joint pain can be linked to stress. It can be linked to neurotransmitter instabilities. Nutrition plays a big role. Vitamin D plays a big role. So if you've got deficiencies in nutritional deficiencies in the body that blood work has not shown, always get some type of blood analysis done by your physician for nutritional components and make sure you're not deficient, because that can cause and mimic joint-related pains in the body that may not have anything to do with anything. And that could be causing and mimicking a lot of this pain that could be taken care of quite easily. So again, it's about looking at the body as a whole. Don't just focus narrowly on the joints, but look at the body as a whole. And that's the best way to go. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.